It's the 18th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A loose coalition of various groups plan to monitor all activities associated with Bedford's Borough Hall to ensure that campaign promises made prior to the May 4th elections are kept. The two major issues prioritised by the alliance include a focus on homelessness and also a real living wage given the current cost of living crisis. The process began yesterday for the first time at a full council meeting, with several new councillors elected under new Conservative Mayor Tom Wootton. With no party holding a majority of the seats, Councillor Mark Meader, the Labour Group leader, said, "We want to ensure the residents of Bedford Borough are served by the wisest decision-making and that the council makes the best choices within its limited resources." Bedford resident Tracy Coles is questioning the council's decision to place a new parking meter directly in front of the wall of her Churchville Road home, encroaching on her family's privacy. The meter, due to go live in July, also obstructs entrance to her alleyway. A spokesperson for the council said that the unit was properly placed on council property. A tip-off has led to a Beds police raid in Luton and the seizing of 2,500 disposable illegal vape devices worth an estimated £17,500. The items were discovered in a Berry Park shop where they were sold and stocked. Luton councillor and MBE Hazel Simmons said the sale of illicit tobacco, vape pens and shisha is often linked to wider organised criminal activity, so we have good reason to be vigilant. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.